Mark Robinson, the Republican candidate for governor, said yesterday that a Greensboro daycare owned by his wife never had any bad reports from the state. The Department of Health and Human Services, however, indicated the daycare attempted to falsify information starting in 2005. I'm Steve Harrison. The daycare was owned by Robinson's wife. He helped manage it. In 2005, DHHS wrote in a report that a false training certificate was on file for a staff member. 2 years later, the department said that the Robinsons had produced credentials allowing them to operate the center, even though the state had no record of issuing them. That was also the case with documents the center presented showing the completion of criminal background checks. Robinson's wife sold the center in 2007. The DHHS documents were first reported by the News and Observer. In an interview after an event in Charlotte, Robinson, the lieutenant governor, said people are slinging mud at the wall.
They have no idea what they're talking about. And so, no, there were no falsified documents. There was nothing nefarious in our daycare business. We simply sold it because my wife got kind of burnt out on it, decided to move on and do something else.
When asked again about the DHHS documents, Robinson said it didn't happen.
No, we didn't. We did not have any bad reports from our daycare center, as far as I know. We didn't.
A member of his campaign stopped the line of questioning and referred questions to a campaign spokesperson, Mike Lonergan. Lonergan said Democrats are raising the issue in an attempt to smear Robinson. He said the daycare had also received superior ratings and that focusing on the reports in question was cherry-picking minor violations and clerical errors. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.